Nolte, CNN's Allison Golis ousted for Andrew Cuomo communications. By John Nolte on February 19, 2022. CNN executive was ousted after discussing interview topics with governor, reads the headline at the far-left New York Times. The executive is Allison Golis, side piece to former CNN chief Jeff Zucker who, like Golis, was forced to resign this month. We're told Zucker was fired for not disclosing his sexual relationship with Golis, who reported to him. Now we're being told, by the Times no less, that Golis is out for allowing then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, to choose his own CNN interview topics. On a Saturday in March 2020, as COVID-19 was invading the United States, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo went on CNN for a live interview. Among other topics, he was asked about a possible government-enforced quarantine of New York that had been floated by President Donald J. Trump. Before the interview, Governor Cuomo had told a senior CNN executive, Allison Golis, about subjects that he'd like to be asked about on air, according to several people familiar with the matter. Ms. Golis, CNN's longtime chief of communications and marketing and a former top aide of the governor, passed along the topics to CNN producers and then reported back to the governor. Done, she wrote. It gets so much better. The Times goes on to report that Golis was forced to resign after an internal investigation found a trove of written communications between her and Governor Cuomo. A trove, y'all. A whole trove. The episode is the latest example of how closely entwined CNN's leadership was with one of the country's most prominent Democratic politicians. Are you ready for more? Jeff Zucker was aware of many of the communications between Ms. Golis and the governor, adds the Times. Well, gasp and gads. Knock me over with a whisper. This is what I've been telling you from the beginning. I'll rig the entire network into a 24/7 propaganda machine to turn Andrew Cuomo into a folk hero at the expense of then-President Trump. And it was not only Golis and Zucker and Chris Cuomo. It was all of them. They were all in on it, the whole sleazy, corrupt bunch. Golis, who served as Governor Cuomo's communications director before working at CNN, naturally denies any wrongdoing. Her spokeswoman told The Times that she did nothing inappropriate and that the communications with Governor Cuomo in no way suggested that inclusion of these topics was a condition of the interview, nor did she suggest the interview should be limited to these subjects. Hey, sweetheart, you want to clear this up? Show us similar communications between CNN and Trump, CNN and the Trump White House, or CNN and any Republican politician not named Cheney or Kinzinger. Boy, Democrats sure got it good. Andrew Cuomo, who is now former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and the Democrat Party had, and still has, an entire cable news outlet working for them. That's billions of dollars of in-kind contributions from CNN and Time Warner. And it's not as though CNN made a secret of it. At the time, across the entire outlet, we could all see what they were doing. But now they've all been caught, Zucker, Golis, Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, and they're all unemployed and disgraced. My God, this is so much fun. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.